wanted to excel in life. I wanted to have a purpose. I just, like, when I get older, I want to be like, yes, I did that. I did all these things, and I still got my degree. I still managed to do this. I managed to go see the world. I want to have, like, crazy stories to tell, like, my kids when I get older.
This is the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com, where we help students explore how to complete a degree debt-free. My name is Janet Mulpey. I'm a career counselor, and I've helped thousands of students and adults in transition make wise career choices. I believe completing a degree, pursuing passionate work, and debt-free living is key to your future. I'm here to help you on your journey, and so are my guests. This week, we look again at the military option, but this time through the lens of someone who is actually serving in the armed forces. Today in our program, my special guest is Vanessa Richards. Vanessa is a former student at Lorain County Community College and is currently enlisted in the military. She is presently serving in the Navy as a culinary specialist and plans to further her education debt-free by taking advantage of tuition assistance through the Navy and then through the Montgomery GI Bill. Welcome to the program, Vanessa Richards.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Vanessa, when and how did you get into the military? This is unusual because not a lot of gals want to get into the military. How did that happen?
It's interesting because I had always wanted to go to college, and obviously I had gone to college for a couple of years. I just felt super, I guess, out of place, you could say, just in college. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I know what I was interested in because I had taken different classes like podcasting and drama, and I'd also taken science classes, and I had really enjoyed those, but I felt like it wasn't the right place for me. So I looked into the different branches, but I liked what the Navy had to offer, and I liked their lifestyle versus the other branches. So I had gone to a recruiter and talked to them about it. It took about a year of decision making. Then I finally did go and enlist.
Wow. So you really took some time to really look into the different branches.
Yes.
And so you talked to a lot of people. Walk us through the process.
I had talked to my parents about it, and they were all for it just because I am living at home. They don't know what I'm going to do with my life, and I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. I have a brother in the military. He's actually in the Army, though. I talked to him a little bit about it. He wasn't super familiar with how the Navy worked, but he was familiar with the Army. So I talked to him about it. That's kind of when I decided I didn't want to join the Army because I don't like their style of life. Same with the Marines. So I knew I had to pick something along the lines of Air Force, Coast Guard, or Navy. And I wound up going and picking a recruiter. The recruiter had actually come out to my house. She was really nice. She'd come out to my house and talk to me about the program and what it has to offer. And I automatically, it just kind of stuck with me.
Is it everything that you thought it would be?
Personally, I was kind of scared just because you never really know what to expect. One of the main things I had been terrified about, I was so scared they were going to cut my hair. But their regulations have changed. They're just a lot less, I guess you could say, strict. So I do enjoy that.
What's it like being a woman in the Navy?
It's honestly really hard. I've had so many different experiences with men in the military where they say, like, you can't do it, or they call women, like, really rude names. And, like, there are not many of us here. And it's just, it can be, like, degrading sometimes, but it's kind of rewarding to push past it and be like, yeah, I'm, like, one of the few women here, and, like, I actually made it.
Yeah, because I bet a lot decide this is not for me.
Yes. When we go to boot camp, we're split off into two different divisions. They have a boy division and they have a girl division. My division had about 100 girls to start with, but only about 30% had graduated versus the boy side, where about 90% of their population there had graduated.
Why do you think so many drop out?
I think it has a lot to do with both the physical standards and the mental strain. It's just hard on a lot of people. I saw a lot of people breaking down. They couldn't, like, pass the run. They couldn't pass, like, the push-ups. They do separate it, so it isn't as hard. Like, females have less physical standards, but a lot of people still struggle.
But you needed to be prepared mentally, and it sounded like emotionally as well, too.
Yes. It's just hard because you're not able to talk to your family that much. I wrote a letter every day, and I tried to write journal entries, and it helped me a lot. It helped me keep me there almost like mentally, just because it's really hard, especially when you have to watch the people around you breaking down because they can't handle it. It's just like, it's almost like you want to give up, but I knew I couldn't.
What would you say to a high school senior who's thinking about enlisting in the military right now? They're listening to this right now.
I would say to definitely do your research. Make sure that you know what you want. When I enlisted, I didn't know a whole lot about the job. It's actually, we call them rates. I didn't know a lot about my rate. I didn't know what rates were out there. I do enjoy my work, but I know had I heard about some of the other jobs that I know now that I probably might have picked a different job than I have. Okay, I like talking to my recruiter, but I would say that somebody needs to talk to somebody who's actively like in the military, who knows what the life is day by day. My recruiter had been really nice, but recruiters they're not serving in the Navy or in the military active duty at that moment. Like, they don't know what the life is for people out there doing it because they're recruiting, because things in the military change like overnight. Plus recruiters, people say they are there to lie. They are. I know certain things that my recruiter had told me about that weren't true, or that they were stretched out a little bit. And I feel like it would help if you had somebody who is no obligation to lie to you in any way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, this sounds like it's a very non-traditional way of starting a career. I'm just wondering, you know, why are you doing this? What's the pull for you?
I felt like I needed something different in my life. I didn't want to be living the day-by-day grind that everybody else does. I wanted to excel in life almost. I wanted to make a name for myself. I wanted to have a purpose. I just, like, when I get older, I want to be like, yes, I did that. I did all these things and I still got my degree. I still managed to do this. I managed to go see the world. I want to have like crazy stories to tell like my kids when I get older, just crazy stuff.
Plus, you get to serve your country too.
Yes, it's also a plus. It also scares me a little bit, but it is something that I do take pride in. I like telling my parents. My parents like to tell everybody that they have a daughter serving in the Navy. It just honestly feels good, and especially when I come home and I walk places and they say thank you for your service, and I could say, yes, I did that. I'm serving the country. It feels really nice.
Mm-hmm. You attended Lorain County Community College. What was your experience, and do you have any loans that you have to pay back as a result of attending LCCC?
I had a really good experience, actually, at LCCC. I was there on a scholarship. I'm Native American, so LCCC had paid for me to go to college on a scholarship, which was really nice. I enjoyed my classes. I took a lot of science classes. I took radio, podcasting. Those piqued my interest. I'm hoping to go into that more once I do get the opportunity to get my tuition assistance through the Navy. But I did enjoy college. It's not something that I regret.
Vanessa, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you for having me.
If you're thinking about a career in the military, I encourage you to reach out to Lorain County Community College Veterans Office by going to lorainccc.edu/veterans. And if you're unsure about your career direction and want help completing a degree debt-free, you can reach me, Janet Mulpey, at radiowannabe.com/contact. I meet with students and adults in transition virtually online so they can reach their career goals. I also teach a totally online career exploration class through LCCC called Career Exploration and Life Planning, SDEV 103. You've been listening to the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com. I'm committed to helping you complete a degree, pursue passionate work, and debt-free living. Until next time, I'm Janet Mulpey. Thanks for listening.